This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And we are live with Radio Law Talk. And as you can imagine, nothing is worse than when the lightning has messed up our computer and it won't even play. Wait a minute. Maybe this time. Hold on. Let's see. I'll do how to reboot. Hold on.
Picture a guy in there, the mad scientist with his zzz on his head, and he's got on this thing computer. That's Cal, right?
Reboot.
Now.
Reboot. Okay, here we go. Okay, go. I think.
All right.
Here we go. Let's see.
Here we go. There we go. There's our music, Cal.
Unbelievable.
Cal, I've just written you up. This is your first warning.
First warning is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It all goes well. It's nowhere near as memorable.
This is great. No, we have fun on Radio Law Talk. This is live radio. That's what makes it so fun is live radio. And we've got so much to talk about this time. You know, and I've talked about this before, but we have so much to do and talk about that we just can't cover it all. I mean, we got issues of Meatloaf case. That is Meatloaf the singer. We've got a judge ruling on Bobby Brown's case on the Whitney about Whitney Houston documentary. We've got the Oakland Raiders and the NFL / City of Oakland lawsuit that's interesting. We're going to talk about bail for rich people, that issue, and a divorced dad that's trying to get something on the ballot, right? And we're going to talk about that. But what we're going to do this time, we're going to do a little bit different. A lot of times we get into this stuff and we just get deep into it. And we're not going to do it this time. Let's just quickly touch on a lot of stuff this
time.
Sounds
good to me.
Let's just do a speed dating round. You know the speed dating, Todd? Have you ever been to one of those?
I've heard of it, never done it.
Okay, speed dating is when you're sitting there and you've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to talk to your date on the next table. And we're going to do speed Radio Law Talk. But before we do that, we always do what's called case or no case, which Cal, our illustrious producer, is trying to trick us on whether or not he has a real case or if it's a fake case, what the outcome is. We get points for it, and the winner of the points at the end with 50 points between the three of us, the other individuals. So that means when I win, so we're going to have to get Todd and Denise will buy me a steak dinner and lobster at my restaurant I want to go to, or they'll make it for me. But I will tell you right now, I will not allow you to make it for me. I'm going to a restaurant, and I'm going to make you guys pay.
Hmm. Remember that when
seems
you
seems a little mean-spirited.
Just remember it when he loses.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the win. Here we go, Cal. I'm going to win this one.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I reconfigured that player so fast. I don't know what. Is it a Windows 10? Anyway, never mind. And now case or no case. Dalton Chiscolm, Chiscolm, is angry at the Bank of America. Very, very angry. He deposited some checks from his work into his account. He's an independent contractor. So he thought he did. But Bank of America put them into another person's account. And this irritated Mr. Dalton so much that he called them. And called them and called them. And then he called them again. And then he did all of that repeatedly. The calls were frustrating for him and irritating to the staff at his local branch. And the matter, they said, would take several days to be resolved. And he said, you can't do that. I've got checks out. They're going to bounce. I got payroll. I'm paying people. You can't do this to me. So Mr. Chiscolm went and got an extra dose of blood pressure medication and wondered if he might have a case. And so I ask you, and I guess we get to start with the lovely Miss Dirks now. I ask you, case. No, wait, it's Fred Sternberg first.
No, it's Denise.
You're right. Yeah. And so I ask you, Denise, is this a case or is it no case?
Okay, so this is a case where they potentially are guilty of diverting funds from his account into another account.
Right.
Or negligence that they put it into the wrong account. And the way you've stated it is that B of A is at fault in this. So if, in fact, B of A is at fault in this, does he have a case against them? And what's a reasonable period of time for them to be able to return the money to him so that he doesn't have a case for them? And the only thing you said was, did they ultimately return the money into his account?
Well, now, that would be something we'd have to determine on the resolution of the case, isn't it?
Okay, perhaps. No case.
No case, okay. Fred, what say you?
I think this is a real scenario that happens quite often out in the world, and not necessarily with Bank America, with many, many banks. And I think this is something that Cal just said, you know what, I'm tired of this happening to people, and I'm going to bring it up as a case and make a statement. We are not here to slander Bank America or say anything negative about them, because it could be any bank that this occurs. And this is no case. It is just a scenario that happens all the time. I'm with Denise.
And I want to say that B of A has to mitigate his damages. So if checks come through and he gets fines or penalties or whatever for those checks, service charges, whatever, they would put him to zero. So they would mitigate their damages. So ultimately, he wouldn't have damages.
Okay. Of course, you know, one of these things, they have a tendency to go down arrow. So I pay Todd because now my account's bad. Todd pays his bills. Now her account's bad. His checks bounce.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be a real nightmare. Mr.
Kunin, I guess the scenario there, Cal, is don't keep a low balance, right?
Well, that's everyone's goal.
Don't write a $1,000 check if you have $1,001 in your account.
Oh, come on, $1,015. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Cal, can I ask a question really quick? What's the point? What's the point total?
Well, the point total, as I have it, is with you with 17,
okay.
Denise with 25, and Fred Penny with 31.
And
that's
both.
No, he got 2 points too. We all won, so he's got 33.
33.
Yeah. And my colleagues have both said no case.
That's what they said.
They both said no case.
Yeah, no case. Yeah.
You gotta go.
Oh,
I'm going case and plaintiff wins. And I'm doing it based solely on points because I am so far behind, it's all that I can do. And you know what? That is sometimes a legal strategy. Regardless of the merits of the case, you look at it and say, what's our bottom line here? Fish or cut bait? All right, let's get out of this, get into it, whatever. I'm going case, plaintiff prevails.
All right, fair enough. Well, I think that's interesting, and I think I can actually, I could put this to rest now. But
do it. Let's do it. Get rid of it.
But it's no
fun. We've got too much to talk about.
All right, fine. I'm going to do it. Get it fine. A little. Okay. Anyway.
No, I didn't get it. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
Get it done.
Those of you who say this is not a case, may I see by show of hands?
Todd, you got your point.
I got at least 1 point.
All right, now.
B of A wins because of mitigation of damages.
Here's what's interesting. Mr. Chisholm sued the Bank of America in federal court for $1,784 billion.
Oh, billion trillion. Yeah. Oh, that makes
he
it better.
He filed it himself, an amount larger than the planet's gross domestic product. Along with the absurd amount, Chisholm demanded that the money be deposited into his account the following day with an additional $200 million for his troubles. However, Bank of America simply made the matter right, resolved the case, paid all of his back check charges, helped his other customers, his people downstream, so that they didn't get hammered so badly. And so, Mr. Kunin, the way I see this, you get a point out of this. And Fred and Denise,
we're nothing.
Doesn't he get 2 points? He said that
no,
he wins.
No, plaintiff wins.
Oh, defendant. Defendant wins.
Yeah.
Defendant mitigated all the damages.
Defendant mitigated, so it was
But is it mitigated? He had to file the lawsuit. Did they give him his filing fee back?
He got everything back. They took care of everything.
Nice.
So they basically said, you know what, you're right, we messed up, and we're sorry we messed up, and gosh, you're such a good customer, and you're so kind to us, so what
the amount he was seeking to keep it from being removed to, I don't know, the judgment bar of the Almighty.
Exactly.
All I got to say is hold on to your britches because guess why? It's speed, not dating, but speed legal issues. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. And remember, you can stream us anytime you want on RadioLawTalk.com, either via podcast or when we are live 9 to noon Pacific time.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
You know, we love getting emails from our listeners, and we try to do the best we can to talk about them, but there's just we just can't talk about every single email. We'd never be able to get through our topics. But here's an interesting email from somebody that said the following: could you talk about lawsuits filed by spouses for intentional infliction of emotional distress? Since most states are no fault, are you seeing more spouses turning to civil court to see remedies for physical abuse, emotional abuse, narcissistic abuse, and or financial abuse. And that is right up Denise's alley. Again, let me repeat this. We are not giving legal advice. We do not give legal advice. Seek counsel from your local attorney due to the fact that we are all over the United States, and the three of us do have state bars of California. Make sure that you just talk around the table, dinner table, about this. But Denise, in general, what's the situation there?
In general...
Yeah, we got to get your mic on. We'll put your mic on.
In general, California is a good example because it's a no-fault state. And in California, there are not more civil suits from spouses against their former spouses arising out of intentional infliction of emotional distress. In California, it takes domestic violence laws take the place of that type of civil suit. So domestic violence can be somebody that's physically trying to hurt someone or intentionally or recklessly. It can be sexual assault. It can be making your spouse afraid that they're going to be hurt. It's behaviors like harassing, stalking, threatening, hitting, disturbing someone's peace, or destroying somebody's personal property. It can also be financial abuse, where one spouse is taking advantage of the other spouse financially or holding back finances so that other spouse is not being taken care of. Remember in New York, what we talked about last week was they had fault states, and one of that was extreme cruelty. That would fall under that. So in domestic violence cases that involve spouse specifically in California, you can actually go and get your damages through that mechanism, and you can get some emotional injury damages, and also you can get the costs for hospital stays. You can get the costs for any kind of treatment you have to have, including counseling or any kind of things that you need to remedy the damages that are given. So I don't see any rise in the level of civil complaints. Not in terms of the divorce context. It's more rising in the domestic violence categories.
Great, great. That's why we have the wonderful Denise Dirks family law lawyer sitting next to us. We are doing the speed dating, the speed legal issues here. Sports Entertainment Law Insiders, sportslawinsider.com notes that the Raiders are prevailing in a lawsuit against the city of Oakland. What is going on, those of you who don't know, is the city of Oakland and the Oakland Raiders definitely are not getting along, and because the Oakland Raiders moved to Las Vegas, and as of 2020, the Raiders will be playing in Las Vegas, and oh my gosh, I have seen part of that building go up. And actually, I saw it when it was almost nothing, but I'm watching it online and seeing the renderings. What a beautiful, beautiful stadium that's going in. And so there's lawsuits. Basically, the city of Oakland tried to say, look, you pulled this from us, and now we lost tax revenue.
That's right. The lawsuit was not seeking to stop the move. It was not. What their lawsuit was, a claim that the NFL violates the antitrust statutes of the United States by capping currently the number of NFL teams at 32. And because you cap it, when we lose the Raiders, we will not be able to get that tax revenue that we anticipate that we would have gotten. And that's the damages we have, and it's a violation of antitrust. Even the Department of Justice weighed in on this one, by the way, and the plaintiff objected to that, but the Department of Justice says, hey, you talk about federal law, we get to talk too. And ultimately, the judge hearing this case tossed it on the grounds of antitrust. He said, you can't file this based upon prospective income of $240 million. However, did throw the plaintiff a bone. They have until September 9th to amend their complaint to allege something that is recognizable in court.
Right. In other words, the damages as a result of lost revenue was too speculative also, and it did not rise to a level of a lawsuit under the antitrust.
That's right. So it's a temporary win for the Raiders, and if they make it past the 9th of September without an amendment, it will be a permanent win for them.
Raiders win. Raiders win.
You don't hear that very often.
Exactly.
You didn't last year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All I gotta say is this is speed. We're all about speed today. Meatloaf is one of my favorite things to eat, is meatloaf. And I'm telling you, my mom made the greatest meatloaf in the world. If you ever ate my mom's meatloaf, you would die and say, oh, there's just nothing better. And when you get married, you always have to be very careful of your spouse, reminding them how good your mother's meatloaf was. And then my wife had her own meatloaf recipe, and I'm going to tell you this. Hers beats my mom. And I've been eating my wife's meatloaf for 34 years, and it is wonderful. Has nothing to do with Meatloaf, the singer, but I thought when I bring up food, I have to talk about it because I'm on a diet now and I'm hangry. So, other than that, Meatloaf. Guys, tell me, okay, one of their famous, you know, Meatloaf is a singer. By the way, if you don't know much about Meatloaf, he was a former football player, a high school football player, a good football player. He's a big dude. And he just decided, you know what? I like this football thing, but I'm going to sing because I think I get more girls with singing than playing football. And he, and his career kind of took off. And the biggest, one of his biggest sellers was "The Bat Out of Hell." And then,
exactly.
And then there's one that he did this song called "I Would Do Anything for Love."
Yes. So.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Well, so what happens is he has a song that comes out, and it comes out in 1993, and it sells 14 million copies around the world. That's a lot.
Denise, have you seen, or Todd, have you seen the video?
The video,
of that?
Yes.
Phenomenal video.
Yes, it's really good.
I just thought that was
so
great. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure. But anyway, Meatloaf, really quick. We're going to talk more about Meatloaf and why he's being sued for "I'll Do Anything for Love." We're just so on top of it today. It just feels good. It's
but
like
is it the 13th, Friday the 13th?
It feels like everything's We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jeffrey Epstein has committed suicide. With that story, here's Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the multimillionaire who was accused of sexually abusing teenage girls,
was found dead this morning. He killed himself last night in his cell in the Manhattan Correctional Center, where he had been held without bail since his arrest early last month on sex trafficking charges. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown has reported on him for over a decade.
Well, I'm pretty surprised, you know, that he had allegedly tried this before, so you would have thought that they would have been paying pretty close attention to him and had people really watching him. He should have been on suicide watch as it is, so it's kind of surprising.
Documents that were released yesterday by a federal appeals court in New York revealed former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew were all clients of Epstein, all of whom deny the accusations.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
You know, we're always up to date on everything. We always try to catch you up, like on the Epstein thing that happened today. And another one just rolled in. I have to tell you, it is so important. This is more important than anything. Wayne Newton is hit with a lawsuit over a monkey bite. And I'm not talking about, you know, a kiss. He's being sued by a Las Vegas woman who claimed that his pet monkey bit and injured her during an invited visit to his mansion. This was about 2 years ago. She's asking at least $15,000 in damages. So this is a very important thing we should follow. Those of you who are out there dealing with the important things of life, this is more important. The monkey bite lawsuit. And we will follow up with that later on.
Don't touch Wayne's monkey. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Well, the interesting part about it is the response to the suit, the Mrs. Newton said, "We didn't even live there then. We sold the house by the time this bite occurred. So what are you suing me for?" And the lady says, "Well, so anyway, that's a lot of interesting."
Maybe it's not their monkey.
Maybe
it's not Wayne's monkey. It's someone else's.
Maybe somebody else pulled the car into the lake.
I don't know. Go ahead. Let's talk about Meatloaf. We already talked about Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Meatloaf. So we got...
Yeah, there it is. I love this song.
Are we still talking about Meatloaf?
Yes.
Okay, so
this is the song.
Yeah, I know. I thought we put it to rest. But, the settlement was... So they reached a settlement, and in the settlement here, it was... Both sides paid their own attorney's fees.
Right.
Any allegations, cross-complaints, original complaints dismissed with prejudice, they can't be filed again. And both sides pay their own costs.
So I brought something up important during the break. And that does not mean we were kind of insinuating, oh, that means that they just all walked away. But that's a standard release.
It is.
A general release in a case like personal injury. attorney's fees, et cetera, et cetera. That does not mean there wasn't a significant amount of money paid. We don't know about it. That's just what I wanted to bring up.
And one thing we do know is this: the basic framework for this settlement was agreed to back in February, and it took a long time for them to get there. Now, I'm going to read the tea leaves. I've used that phrase too much today, but I'm going to speculate here that on the heels of the Led Zeppelin copyright case getting legs again in the appellate court, and on the heels of the verdict against Katy Perry that went to trial, the defendant, Meatloaf, probably had a vested interest in saying, you know what, let's just get this done. I don't want the plaintiff to change their mind if we reach some sort of an agreement to now say, oh my gosh, people are winning at trial. Let's go ahead and torpedo this agreement and take it to trial. On the heels of those, they worked really quickly. They got this settlement done, and we don't know the terms of it because neither side would return calls for comment. So there's probably a non-disclosure agreement burrowed in there, but that one is done.
Whitney Houston, her former husband, is a guy, were they married? They were married.
Oh, yeah, yes. They were married. They got divorced.
I just want to make sure. Bobby Brown and her children are bringing a lawsuit against Showtime and the BBC because they did a documentary called Can I Be Me on Whitney Houston. And basically, they bring this complaint in the New York federal court claiming that they used information that is basically copyrighted, they have the rights to, and that they should not have used that information. And right now, Judge Colleen McMahon dismissed the lawsuit. Why, you guys? Why did she dismiss it? You know?
Well, mainly she dismissed it because this is a documentary. This is based on life rights, if you will. Bobby Brown and his deceased daughter's estate, they don't have the right to every single piece of their life, and claim that you can't use it for, you know, publicity purposes when it's a documentary. A lot of times that there are constitutionally protected expressive works, and when it is a matter of public interest that somebody situated like the Browns should not be able to come in and stop the documentaries from occurring because they don't have rights to their whole life rights. They may have certain pieces of their publicity rights that they have, but this is a historical documentary, and it's of public interest.
And one interesting thing also is that this was a New York case, a case in a federal court in New York, but they had to apply California law. They had to apply the California rights to common law right of publicity because that's where things took place here. And one of Brown's complaints was, well, look, because I'm used here, this is going to seem like somehow I have authorized the comments, I have authorized the content that comes out. And the judge rejected that argument, saying, by stating at the beginning of the program that this is an unauthorized documentary, the viewer knows that these are not comments you have adopted. So your claim there does not hold water, and his consent was not needed for them to put this production on.
Right. It, Brown also pled contract and tortious interference claims promised on his deal for Bravo reality series that he had, being Bobby Brown. And the court also dismissed that and said that there's no contractual restrictions.
And the court also said that's a California issue. You bring it up in California if you want to bring that lawsuit.
That's right. Said, I'm not going to deal with that here.
Yes.
You are free to bring that in state court.
Again, we're still on the speed dating and speed law right now. Bail for rich people. What about bail for rich people? Bail in California, they try to get bail thrown out where people, they try to pass a law where, you know, you can't post bail. And they think, claiming that it's for rich people only that can bail themselves out, and the poor people can't, so they sit in jail. Todd, what's the latest on that?
Well, here's the argument. You know, if let's say you commit an offense and bail is set at, in California, bail is set at $1 million. I'll just pull that one out of thin air. It's set at $1 million. Well, what do you really have to come up with if you're charged with that offense? What you have to come up with is only 10%, because the bail agent, if they'll cover it that high, is going to come up with the other 90%. So then you come up with 10%, give your bail agent $100,000, they put the other $900,000 up, the court gets the full $1 million, and if you skip bail, then the bail agent has to go out and get you. You're not out the full $1 million, which arguably undercuts the whole purpose, the argument is, for bail to begin with, which is you, the defendant, need to have the carrot to come to court, because if you don't, you don't get your money back. Well, under the bail scheme you've got now, when you pay that 10% to the bail agent, you never get it back. That's their cost of doing business. And so the argument here has been, well, all right, so then only the rich people can get bail. Because if you're some poor guy who commits a similar offense and you make minimum wage, how are you going to come up with that $100,000 to make bail?
Right.
And so that's the argument, that it only applies to rich people. Now, another one was these folks that proposed to be able to say, well, what if I pay for my own private security? So I am held in custody. I'll pay for the guards and everybody to keep me at my house. In some circumstances, that has been a term and condition. And there was a recent case, the United States versus Bustani, where the Second Circuit said that favors rich people, in essence. We're not going to allow that to happen under that circumstance, because what private individual who, makes minimum wage can pay for their own security so that they can live at their house? But they did throw one caveat out there. If the reason for bail is because, and this is an Epstein-type thing, if the reason for setting the high bail amount is because you are so wealthy that you represent a flight risk, you got the money to just take off and fly, under those circumstances, they would allow you to mitigate bail being set high because of your wealth by you using that wealth to pay for the own private security. If the reason for setting it high was because you're rich and you can go anywhere, then you can mitigate it by doing that. Most people don't have bail set high for them because they've got so much money they can go anywhere. It's the only exception. They're trying to neutralize it so bail is fair.
And then in the Epstein case, the court there denied him bail, even under those terms and conditions that he was trying to request.
They just didn't trust him. He represented a flight risk that he would take off.
Well, he's got, he's out of, it is the U.S. Virgin Islands, but he has his own planes. He could take off in a matter of minutes on his plane and go anywhere in the world, basically, so that's the reason why he's a flight risk.
Absolutely. They take your passport. You can still get on your own plane and fly, grease his kids, pay some money to somebody, and you're gone.
Yeah,
but what I found interesting about this decision is that bail decisions are reviewed for clear error. Now, that's a whole different review standard than I've seen. That is more of they can review them de novo, which means review them like it's a new issue, or they can have some deference to the under court. Clear error is a lot of deference for the court, for the trial court.
Well, we're going to go. That's our speed. That's our speed. Speed law, man. We usually do speed dating, speed law. Todd needs speed dates, but he's doing speed law right now. When we come back, Denise is going to talk about a divorce proposals a support initiative. That's going to be really interesting. And then, more important than that, we're going to do quick takes. We'll be right back with your host, Fred Penny, Todd, and Denise.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
You know, divorce and spousal support initiative. There's an initiative going on, Denise. What is that all about?
Well, this is in California, and this is the second time that this person who was a divorced dad tried to gather signatures to get the issues of divorce and spousal support on the ballot for the voters to vote. And he's trying to, okay, under California law, a spouse has a duty to support the other spouse. And at the marital standard of living, during the marriage that was established during the marriage. And this is both during the marriage, but also after the parties separate and are divorced. Generally speaking, that amount of money will have to go for one half the length of the marriage unless the marriage is presumed to be long-term, which is 10 years or longer. So that's the law that he's trying to change, and he's trying to get it so that alimony or spousal support, as it's also known, will only be paid 5 years. Now, the difficulty with this is right away you see under our traditional family structure, that may not be still in place today, but it still has its place today. It was the primary caretaker stayed home, took care of the kids, and didn't necessarily ever be able to achieve a career that would allow that person to live at the marital standard of living after the divorce. So our laws are designed to protect that person, whether it's a female or a male. And what I can say is a lot of times people get divorced in their mid-50s, early 60s, even sometimes later than that. And the spouse that has never been allowed to have that career, not allowed, but never achieved a career outside of the home that would allow them to meet the marital standard of living, would be very, you know, they would have a very difficult time trying to find work because of their age, perhaps. They would have a difficult time to find work because they lack the skills and that type of stuff to get work. And I think that, you know, cutting off at 5 years is something that should not happen, to be honest. But he's got to get 623,212 registered voters by February 3rd, 2020 to qualify the initiative for the ballot.
My biggest concern about this initiative and the initiative process in general is this. This is a complicated issue about determining what should be done. And maybe alimony needs to be readdressed. I think it probably does, that how things are calculated. But it needs to be readdressed, and the law needs to be drafted by folks that can sit down and actually dig into it and do what's best for all parties involved, as opposed to leaving it up to people that know nothing more about the issue than that what they read on a voter information card or that little notice you get from the registrar in your county, or, heaven forbid, these are the ones that really get me, the phone calls that come from one person to another as they're filling out their absentee ballot. Hey, Denise, you handled divorce. What should I do on this one? And they give no thought for it at all. The initiative process concerns me. I've seen that happen in other things in the past. This one should be fleshed out a little bit more than going about it this way.
Yeah, the good thing about the initiative process, I'll just say the other side, is that it does get the public talking about the issue. And we do need to have general discourse on these type of initiatives. And we need to have our public talking about the issues that are being presented to them.
And it gives the public a way to address something that might legally need to change when your elected representatives refuse to do it. It's just a shame that in something like this, it would maybe have to go to the initiative process when more people should really be looking at this to make sure that the law covers more of the variables.
And the person that is doing the initiative clearly has an underlying kind of bias because he basically has come out and stated, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this issue at trial. So he has a particular beef at stake, and it's not necessarily, I think, well thought out that will meet most people's needs when they're going through a divorce.
I think his concern also is, at least his claim, the way he's trying to put an emotional peg on it is, well, you know, I could pay for my kids to go to a private school with the amount of money I paid lawyers to resolve my alimony.
Attacking your spouse's alimony is not paying lawyers. I mean, when you stop and you think about it, he's actually saying that a supporting spouse should only have to pay for 5 years, even if it's a long-term marriage. And that's a very difficult sell, I think.
I think there are things that do need to be changed. Denise, you and I were talking about this earlier today. For example, I'm divorced. When we got divorced, everything was split pretty much down the road. We didn't have an alimony issue. The custody between me and my children, 50-50. But at the time, I made more money than my former spouse. So even though it was 50-50, I still have to pay child support based upon that. And I am listed as the non-custodial parent. Now, that kind of bugs me in the sense that it sends this idea that you're not there, you're not there. The kids spend 50%, maybe even more sometimes, at my place in the summer because we're having a good time, but I'm listed as a non-custodial parent. That would be what they call a microaggression, something that's small, but they start to add up. I do think that some of the framework needs to be changed to represent the family dynamic that exists today, not necessarily what it was in the 40s, 50s, 60s, when people got divorced and dad went from home every day to I see them every other weekend, and most of the time there's a babysitter there anyway. So it should change, but
yeah,
what he's proposing is a little radical.
Yeah, the language should change, because we tend to talk about a supporting spouse or a supportive spouse in the context of alimony or spousal support. In the context of child support, we're not talking about that. We're talking about custodial versus non-custodial, and the reason they have that tagline is because a marriage is not always involved.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the Department of Child Support Services involved, they basically, Department of Child Support Services is your petitioner, and then your defendant is the non-custodial parent, and then the other parent is listed. They probably should not do that. They probably need to say not non-custodial, but they should say supporting parent, and they should say other parent. I think that's smarter, mm-hmm. and that avoids the tagline that I'm a, you know, deadbeat dad, or that I'm not having custody of my child.
Hey, okay, so there's one more thing we want to talk about, but I don't know that we have a lot of time to discuss it, but there's recently, if those of you don't know how the system works, in the United States, there's a couple of different judicial systems. Believe it or not, Indian tribes have their own judicial system, because they're a country within a country. And the way they have what's called the JAG, or the military has their own basic court system also. So there's a famous case that is becoming famous that CNN just came out today with this article on individual gal who was raped when she was in the military by one of her superiors, and she recorded the confession. When he, you know, later on, years later, they call and talk to one another, and he doesn't know it, but they're sitting in a... she's sitting in a car with some other military personnel, and she records him basically saying, yes, I raped you. And what's happening here is in the military, apparently there's no statute of limitation when it comes to rape. Now it's going up on appeal, and apparently he won on appeal on that issue, and the issue is whether or not it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which it probably will, to determine whether or not, number one, about the recording issue, but mainly whether or not the big issue is whether or not you can bring a rape case and if there's a statute of limitation on it.
That's right. Typically, there's not. In 1986, most felonies in military had a 5-year statute of limitations. In 1986, Congress passed a law saying that anything dealing with the death penalty, and they included rape cases in that, are not subject to that 5-year statute of limitations. And so this guy was tried and convicted, but then later on, the conviction was overturned because another court came in and said, nah, it does apply.
But what I want to do is I want to save this for next week. We're going to talk details about this
because
Quick Takes is on right now.
All right. I'll start out. My quick take is a thank you to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals for your decision in the Sarah Palin case. Not because of the merits of the case, but because it gave me an excuse to Google the name Sarah Palin and research the associated images that came as a result of that search. Thank you.
Okay. My quick take is whether you're Sinclair or Meatloaf, I would do anything for love or for you. But clearly, Meatloaf set the boundary by saying, I won't do that. I won't violate your copyright.
All I got to say, my quick take is make sure you have millions of dollars of backups for your studio. So if something goes wrong with technology, Fred and Cal are not going to have a heart attack. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.